Ask anything. Let's say you're walking down the road with Jesus and he asks you, what do you want? Ask me anything and I'll give it to you. What do you ask for? In this week's reading, James and John asked for power. It's easy to think, well, that's not what I want. I want something good. I want the world to be a better place. Who's to say that that's not what James and John wanted? Why couldn't they desire power and have that be about making the world a better place? What better position to do that than from a place of power? No, but Jesus isn't about places of power. Jesus is about caring for one another, attending to one another, healing, love, service. James and John, they had the nickname Sons of Thunder. Jesus gave them that nickname. Once a Samaritan village rejected Jesus. The Sons of Thunder wanted to bring fire down from heaven to kill everyone. Luke 9:51-56, when the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. But they did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. These two were wild. And they came to Jesus to plead their case for importance. Would they do anything for power? Maybe they thought that the family connection made them shoo-ins. They were possibly Jesus' cousins because their mother, Salome, was likely Mary's sister. No wonder everyone was mad at them. They wanted power and fame that would make them more important than the other 10 disciples. Yeah, Jesus scolded them and told them they didn't know what they were asking. They wanted power. Jesus knew that what they were asking for meant suffering. These two weren't ready for that. He told them about being humble. He told them about greatness only comes from service. Yeah, that's all good. The last shall be first. Turn the other cheek. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Great spiritual directions. What do they have to do with real life? It seems that real life is more like this. Our world is filled with the pursuit not of happiness, nor of service one to the other, but to the expansion of our territory, the increase of our bank accounts, the elevation of ourselves or those we support to positions of power. To be the best means that you do better than all the rest. It means that you take home the prize. Maybe the prize is recognition. Maybe it's lavish gifts. Maybe it's lots of money. Maybe it's power. Life is about winning. The ones who win write the history. The ones who win get the glory. The ones who win get all the money and the power. But the desire to win in all of life's pursuits will turn things sour. The desire will lead a person into insensitivity. Insensitivity leads to rudeness. Rudeness leads to arrogance. Arrogance leads to callousness. And callousness leads to ruthlessness. And Jesus said, whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus came from very humble beginnings. He worked with his hands. He lived the life of a peasant. He healed people. He did upset the status quo, and he was more than an annoyance to the religious and non-religious power brokers of his day. But when he made his final entry into Jerusalem, he rode on the foal of a donkey instead of a proud stallion. He gave food to the hungry, and he visited the sick. When he made miracles happen, he told people to keep quiet. He ran and hid from the ones who wanted him to become a powerful ruler. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. Jesus let himself be crucified. Look, I don't think it's wrong to win or to have money. I don't think it's wrong to have fame. I don't think it's wrong to have nice homes and cars. But it's not the model Jesus has for us. James and John craved power. And they were followers of Jesus. Just like we so often do. They lost sight of what Jesus models. Jesus reminded them that true greatness does not come from power. When we seek power over the rules of loving God and loving one another, it's toxic. The model we have from Jesus is rather about caring for one another, attending to one another, healing, love, service. Amen.